Happy freaking Friday, beautiful people. So, welcome back to another Friday Live. We're in a, I feel like we're in a different location every week, but this is probably my favorite spot when it is available. We like to go right here because I get a little nice seat that I get to sit on. It's kind of like a coffee table. And I get to hang out with you guys here. And so the other place is like outside and it gets kind of chilly sometimes if it's like not the warmest out. So this is my favorite spot because we can like hang out and it's not that cold, you know? So as you're tuning in, I may look a little different. Okie dokie artichokey. I may look a little different. We decided to chop the beard down a little bit. So this is how I normally always look and I like it. And we're probably gonna keep it like this forever, okay? So as you're tuning in, I'd love to know a few things from you, okay? So I'd love to know what your first name is. I'd love to know where you're tuning in from. And then I'd love to know something really, really good that's going on in your life right now, okay? So if you don't know who I am, my name is Connor and I'm from Pittsburgh. And something really, really good that's going on in my life this week was that we got a little haircut, we got a little fade. And we shaved this week too a little bit, okay? So yeah, let me know what your name is, where you're tuning from, and we'll get into some Q&A, okay? So we've got Michelle. What is going on, Michelle? We got London in the house. What is going on, London? Happy Friday. Looks good. Thank you, appreciate that. Happy Friday. We got San Diego in the house. What is going on, San Diego? Let's go. Michelle from Toronto, Stephanie Lynn, Boji, Lucas. Let's go. From Detroit, Michigan. We got Detroit, Michigan in the house. I know someone from Detroit, Michigan. Let's go. We got Ida from DC. Okay, cool. I grew up kind of close to DC. Look much better after haircut. Okay, thank you. I'm liking this look. I feel like this is going to be the look that we keep, okay? Demi from Louisiana just had a new baby a month ago. Oh, congratulations, Demi. Let's go. Is it a little baby girl or a little baby boy? We got Ramon from Houston. It's Friday. You betcha. You bet your bottom dollar. Jessica lives in Florida. Let's go, Jessica. What part of Florida? I'm on vacation at MGM Detroit. Okay, that's fun. Jenny from Detroit. We got a lot of Detroit in the house. Luke from Long Island. What is up? What's going on, Luke? We got Kelly from Northern Marianas Island graduating next week. Let's go, Kelly. We got a big graduation coming up. Cleveland, what's up? We got Cleveland in the house. Kia from Virginia. We got France in the house, international. Mona from Nantucket. Let's go, Mona. We got Louisiana again. We got Philippines. We always got the Philippines in the house. Staunton from the Bay. Okay. I know some people up in the Bay. All right, sweet. Let's see. Steven from Boston. We got Boston in the house. Carolyn from Toronto again. Another Toronto. Allie from New Jersey, Philippines. Let's go. Chicago in the house. Let's go, Chicago. Cool. Chris from Switzerland. What's going on, Chris? North Korea. Cool. Singapore. Glenn from Florida. Let's go, Glenn. Cool. Christina from DC. Or Christine from DC, might be. Argentina. What is going on? What is going on? We got Argentina. Sunny from Center Valley. Birthday month, let's go. Birthday month, December birthday month. What's December? Is that like Capricorn or something? We got DC, another DC in the house. Cool. We got Icha from Jakarta, Philippines. I think that's Philippines, right? Cool. We got a lot of people, a lot of different places in the house. Cool. It's like a little melting pot, you know? California, Orange County, babe. Baby, let's go. OC. Awesome. So I feel like Capricorn. I thought that was Capricorn. I don't really know the astrology signs and months. I just know that I'm Cancer in July, and that was like a straight up guess that I got. So Morocco, Mexico, Sagittarius. I guess like, yeah, what's your sign? What's your sign? I don't really know. Utah and Christmas Eve birthday. Let's go, Lori. Christmas Eve birthday. Okay. All right. That's like double whammy on like one of the biggest days of the year. Yeah. It falls Capricorn, Sagittarius. Oh, so it's like in between there. Okay, that makes sense. Cool. We got Leo. Holly's a Leo. Sweet. All right, so I got a few questions that we're gonna go over today real quick for our Friday live today. And if you got any questions, I'd love to answer them live right here with you, okay? Capricorn, okay. Cool. And so, yeah, let's get into it, okay? So we got, let's see, I think I've got 15 questions. Aries, and I love Cancer. When is Aries? Is Aries like March or something? December 14th, Sagittarius. Cool. All right, so let's do some of these questions, okay? All right, and I'm gonna try and make it not an hour this time because I feel like an hour was just super duper long. Scorpio. From India, Gemini. Gemini's what, June? All right. We can make this whole thing about the signs and stuff, yeah? Cool. All right, so yeah, let's do some of these questions, okay? And if you got any questions, we'll go from there, okay? Cancer, we got fellow Cancer, let's go. All right, so we pulled 50 questions. Like I said, these Q&As are like, we go over everything. We're gonna talk a little fitness. We're gonna talk a little dating. We're gonna talk a little life. We're gonna talk a little everything, okay? Orlando in the house, sweet. Awesome, so yeah. All right, cool, let's do it. So first question we got is this. So starting off with just fitness right off the bat. I know these are kind of boring, but just stick with me, okay? So yeah, so we've got question number one. Do you offer workout plans without the eating in food plans? 100%, absolutely do. most of my clients I have, we do like the meal plans, and we also do the, like, we do workout plans, and then we do our check-ins every week. I try and do all my check-ins by the end of the weekend for the most part, so that I can, you know, get y'all set and ready to go by the next week. So but yeah, we definitely do just workout plans if that's like, if you need help with that, okay? And if you want to check that out, check out the link in my bio, and we can hop on the phone, get to know each other, and get to work, okay? So number two, are you going to be on Love Island Games? So Love Island Games just came out. So who knows if there's going to be another season, who knows, maybe we'll see where I'm at in that part at that time of my life, but, possibly, who knows? I didn't really watch this past season. I know, like, I follow Love Island. I see all their posts that they put up. So I see like the little clips that they have, and it looks like a lot of fun. It's probably more my vibe than like actual Love Island is, but yeah. So you ever run races or compete in athletic events such as Spartan or Hyrox or anything else? No, I've done like a couple competitions. I've had some clients that like have actually been wanting to train for that before, but I've done like a marathon before. I did like a half Ironman, done like physique competition, powerlifting meet. I've never done one of those like Spartan races or like Tough Mudder or like Hyrox. I actually didn't even know what a Hyrox competition was until like one of my clients was doing it. And then I like looked a little bit more into it, like for training wise and stuff. But I've never done like one of those races before, okay? So yeah, cool. All right, next one. What is your night routine? Would you ever do Survivor? Survivor's cool. One of my best friends, like, that's her favorite show, and like we'll watch it sometimes. But I never really watch. I know there's like Survivor super fans that like love that. I would do it, but I don't know, like, I feel like I'd suck at like the strategy part of it. Like, I feel like I feel like I'd be really bad at that for some reason, but yeah. Yeah, I feel like I'm not like, I don't know what you want to call it for Survivor. What do you win, like $1 million if you're on Survivor or something like that? I think, but yeah. So night routine. So our night routine, what we typically do is I kind of just end my days typically. Like, I try not to take any like phone calls. Typically I'll take like Monday through Friday, like my weeks. Monday through Wednesday, I typically take new client sales calls. Thursday, Friday are dedicated to like current client check-ins, and like every day I'm like answering client messages as well. But I'm trying to make it so like my weekends are free. But like Monday through Friday, my weeks during the week, I try and like end my days at like 6 basically most days. How many children do you have? I have zero children, but I would like to have some children in a few years. But yeah, I try to end my days at like 6, maybe 7 if it's like a busier day. And pretty much from like 7 until 9, I'll just like eat dinner and like watch. If there's like a game on ESPN, I'll watch like a game, like a football game or basketball game. Or I'll just watch like Netflix, a show or something like that. Like, and then I try and end my days by like 9, get to my bed by like 9:30, and then fall asleep by 10. Like that's typically my nightly routine. And then I'll like brush my teeth. I'll like do my, you know, skincare stuff. And then that's, you know, that's basically like my nightly routine. It's just like, I just want to get to bed by 9:30 and then like fall asleep by 10, you know? So yeah, cool. All right. So, we got Angie from Minnesota. What is going on, Angie? Which one do you think is better, swimming or running? In my opinion, whenever I was, which skincare products? I don't even know what they're called. I'm trying out this new one. I forget what they call it. I literally forget what they're called. I don't remember, but it's just like, it's kind of just your general basic like cleanser that you put on your face, wash it off, put on like a moisturizer, and then I just put on like a serum like underneath my eyes, basically. That's kind of like what I do. What do I think is better, swimming or running? Well, in my opinion, when I was doing my like half Ironman training, I would say that I felt like the running like was harder for me to do. It took more of a toll on me. Like it felt like it was more like exhausting to do when I was doing my runs versus my swims. So I probably would say, I think I'd probably burn more calories doing running and stuff. So, but I would also say like whenever I first started trying to swim, like I didn't really know how to do it. So my swim strokes were like not the best and stuff. So I was probably doing a lot more, like work and getting my heart rate up like a lot more than it really probably needed to be. But then after I did it for a little bit, I got kind of in a flow and like a rhythm of things, and it didn't feel like as hard, if that makes any sense. But whenever I was first starting it, I felt like swimming was harder because I was like wasting a lot of energy just doing that. But then running just overall, I feel like gives me a better workout. Do I have dogs? Right now, I don't, but I grew up, I've always had dogs when I was growing up. Like I always had, like my mom had 2 dogs. She still has 2 dogs. My dad had 2 dogs. He has 2 dogs. He has 1 dog now, but I grew up with like a really, really big dog and then a really, really small dog on my mom's side. So my mom had a mastiff. So that's what I grew up with. And then probably when I got into high school, I think, maybe when I got into college, we got a Puggle. So I grew up with an English Mastiff and a Puggle, and we still have those. Our English Mastiff is Chanel on my mom's side, and our Puggle is Diamond, and they're the best dogs ever. And then my dad had a Great Dane. Her name was Cleopatra. And then my dad also had a Black Lab Great Dane mix, which he still has, and his name is Angus. So yeah, but right now I do not have any dogs, but I can't wait to get a dog. I'll probably get a dog in like a few years, but I definitely miss like not being around my dogs all the time, that's for sure. Cool. All right, let's see if there's any more here. And then, but yeah, like nightly routine overall, like we got Orlando in the house. Nightly routine overall, I've never been to Canada. Happy Friday, Ruth. I've actually never been to Canada, and it's like super close. You have 9 dogs. 9 dogs sounds like a lot. What kind of protein do I have? I just use whey protein after I, typically like whey protein isolate is probably gonna be the best after a workout. But yeah. What is going on, sweet Sile Sile? Thank you very much. Hope you have a great weekend. Cool. Awesome. So yeah, but that's really nightly routine. Like it's pretty much, I call it a night at like 9:30. 25-pound cat named Malachi. I feel like that's huge. I can be your dog. Okay. 25-pound cat, that is massive. Ruth crushed her workout today, 30,000 steps and burned 200 calories. Let's go. Low carb or calorie counting? I like macros. I like calorie counting. That's my jam. That's my vibe is macros with my Fitness Pal. That's always been my vibe for like the past 5 years. So yeah. But yeah, that's my nightly routine. I like to cut it. Cut my days at like work, like 6 or 7. Cut my like entire day and go to bed at like 9, 9:30. Try to get to bed by 10, like fall asleep by 10 and then wake up. I don't know, like whatever. I'm trying to get like 7 or 8 hours of sleep. So like if I could be up by like 6 o'clock in the morning, like that's ideal. So yeah. All right, next question. How do I grow my quads? How do we grow our quads? How would you guys grow your quads if you're trying to get, grow your legs on like leg day or something? Because this is what I did and what I'd probably recommend and probably how I like to help my clients with. What is going on, Caro 2515? I've been doing an hour of no screen time before bed. It's glorious. I like that. I tried, I got done reading a book called 10X is Easier Than 2X. And it was talking about like a nightly routine, about like turning your phone to grayscale and like putting your phone on airplane mode after you're sort of done with like your work and stuff for the day. And I did that for a minute. I did that for a little bit and I kind of stopped doing that, but I did like that. I did like kind of putting my phone on, like I like the no screen time. And I've also done like taking my phone out of my room and putting it like out of my room and stuff, like not having it, you know, when I'm going to bed. And I feel like my sleep was pretty good when I used to do that too. But yeah, I feel like I'm pretty good. Like that was whenever I was trying to get my sleep back under control, whatever, you know, it wasn't that bad, but, what is going on, Buns? Wall sit, squats to grow quads, maybe. Yeah, that's pretty good. I would say, hopefully, I don't know. Can you guys still hear me okay? I don't know. If not, like I can throw my headphones or something like that. But what I like to do to grow my quads are, typically for me, I feel like I'm more like hamstring dominant than quads. So typically you're gonna be like one or dominant or the other. And I feel like my hamstrings are like, take up more of my leg than my quads do. So lately I've been a little bit more quad focused. So that's kind of like earlier in my week when I'm doing both two of my leg days. I'll do my quad focus day first, like glutes and quads leg day first. And then my glutes and hamstrings focus day is like second, like after that, because I'm trying to bring up my quads a little bit more. And so some of the things that I'm doing right now are, I started doing these, they're called Bulgarian split squats. So how do we slim quads? We probably have to eat in a caloric deficit and still hit our protein to maintain our muscle that we have there. But yeah, that's probably how we would lose fat, like around our legs if we're trying to do that. But if we're trying to grow our quads, then we want to be eating in a caloric surplus. We want to be eating enough protein. And typically doing some kind of progressive overload when it comes to our strength training, when it comes to our quads. So for me, I started doing some, we definitely do squats every week. Anywhere between like four to five sets of squats every week. 4 to 5 sets of squats every week. We started doing about 5 to 6 sets of Bulgarian split squats. Do about 3 or 4 sets of leg extensions. And outside of that, that's pretty much all I do. So I pretty much do, I don't know, 5 sets of squats. Let's just say that 4 or 5 sets of squats every week, 3 or 4 sets of leg extensions, and then maybe like 4 more split squats, 4 or 5 or 6 more split squats. So I probably do about 15 to 20 sets of like quad leg exercises every week to grow my quads a little bit more if you're trying to do that. And then eating in a caloric surplus and then progressive overload, like trying to do a little bit more like weight like every other session. Maybe that means like one more rep than you did last time, or like one more like set, or like a little bit more weight than you did is kind of like what progressive overload means. So you're like progressively overloading the stimulus onto your muscles, and combining that with a caloric surplus is a good combination that you can use to grow any kind of muscle part, any muscle group that you have in your body. Okay, so yeah, that's the boring stuff. But yeah, next question is, Love your style. What are your go-to stores? I'll preface this by saying that I have not like bought clothes in such a long time. It's probably been like shopping and going to get like clothes. Like I haven't done that in probably like a year or two. But the main stores that like I like my like most of my clothes are from is like these are Tailored Athlete. That's like a brand that I used to work with, and they would send me kind of clothes and stuff. I'm a stay-at-home mom. Do I need to go to the gym to see results when I work out, or can I just work out at home? Okay. That's a good question, My Seven Blessings. So I love that name, by the way. You can absolutely do workouts at home. Like probably half of my clients do at-home workouts. Probably not like that much. It's probably a little bit less than half. It's probably like a third or maybe a quarter of my clients do at-home workouts. But you certainly can do like at-home workouts. You can do like some like 3 days a week for 30 minutes in a day, or like up to like an hour a day. And it's not like you don't have to have weights at home. You don't have to have like cardio equipment. You can kind of just get started with like, you know, I started doing, whenever I started working out at home, it was just like, I was just doing like push-ups every day, and I used to do just like sit-ups every day. And that was kind of, I did like these 8-minute abs video. Like I used to do that every day when I was in high school. I used to do the push-up test like every day when I was like just getting started in the gym. And that was sort of my like routine like at home before I like really got into the gym or anything. But if you wanted a more like well-rounded approach, like you could definitely split it up into like maybe like 3 days a week. Maybe you're doing like a lower body day on day one. Maybe you're doing like an upper body day on day two, and then maybe you're doing like a full body kind of workout on day three. So, but yeah, I work out with my nine dogs every day. We love that. I bet that's probably hard to work out with if they're like, they're all around you, you know? Cause I feel like whenever I try to work out at home, and if I'm doing push-ups, like my dog would just like lick my face like the whole time if I was trying to do a workout or something, you know? So I can't even imagine, doing it with nine like around you, you know? So yeah, but my main like go-to stores that I would probably wear would probably be probably like Zara, H&M, and Express. Probably be those three. But like I said, like I haven't like went to shop to buy new clothes in a very, very long time. Like it's probably been a year, it's probably been 2 years. But yeah, hi Connor, hope you're doing well. I started going to F45, but still struggle to see progress in body fat percentage. Protein intake has increased, but not sure where or what I'm doing wrong. Okay, Sissy Elian 21. So yeah, I'm loving the protein intake. Good job on keeping your protein high. That's definitely important. If you're trying to decrease your body fat percentage, then maybe it probably has something to do with in the grand scheme of things, it's just probably the fact that you're not in some kind of consistent caloric deficit each day. So wherever your metabolism's at, it's good that you're getting your protein in like super high right now. But maybe what I would probably recommend is trying to track your food, like everything you eat, that maybe on a typical day that you would eat, and kind of getting a feel for like how much food you're eating on a daily basis. And then also taking a peek at like how many steps that you're taking on a daily basis. And you can kind of get like a feel for like what your activity level is and sort of like where your metabolism is at. And then kind of like track your weight, you know, for a few days or a week and kind of get an average of that. And then, you know, you could probably get a good feel of like what your maintenance calories would be at, which would be basically like the number of calories that you would have to eat at to maintain that body weight. And if you're anything above that, you're going to put on weight, you're gonna put on body fat. If you're anything below that, you're going to lose weight, you're gonna lose body fat, okay? So keeping your protein sort of like where it's at, keep that up. Maybe it's just eating like a little bit less carbs, maybe it's eating just a little bit less fat than you've been eating, or doing a little bit more activity. So doing a little bit more steps per day or doing a little bit more cardio each week is probably gonna be like a good, maybe quick fix that maybe you could do, okay? Cool, awesome. So next one, I feel like this fits in good. Is favorite food? As a dog groomer, I lift and carry and manhandle dogs upwards of 80 pounds daily. Is that decent strength training? Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. You probably have a pretty strong back, I would say, if you're like picking up dogs and handling them that are 80 pounds. I feel like that's huge. It's probably good. If you want a little bit probably more focused, probably be a little bit better if you have like a little bit more focused, like strength training, like if you're going to the gym and doing something. But overall, I feel like that's pretty good, you know? Cool. Awesome. Next one. Favorite food. So my favorite food, let me know what your guys' favorite food is right now, okay? Let me know like your favorite like sweet, and then if you have like a, just an overall general favorite food, like let me know what that is too, okay? Because my favorite food, if it's a sweet, when it comes to like desserts, my favorite food has to be donuts. Donuts is my favorite food, like specifically Boston cream pie donuts. Do I have to cut out carbs? Not like complete, you don't have to cut out carbs completely, but typically if I'm adjusting like any of my clients' macros or calories, like that's where I'm gonna take the carbs from, or the calories from, is gonna be from carbohydrates down. So that's typically where I adjust them down to, but yeah. So yeah, my favorite food is donuts, and then if I'm picking like Toronto, Tom Horton has the best donuts. I've heard Tim Horton has the best donuts. Karina from Dallas. What's going on, Karina from Dallas? I have heard Tim Horton has pretty good donuts. I've never actually been to Tim Horton's. So, but I think like the equivalent of a Tim Horton's where I grew up in Pittsburgh is probably like a Sheetz gas station. Like Sheetz is a gas station where I grew up, but it's way more than just a gas station. Like they have really good like foods and drinks and other stuff like that, you know? But my favorite food is definitely churros. Okay, churros pretty good, yeah. Top workouts to tone upper body and tummy. I mean, I could probably give you some exercises to tone. So like the exercises are gonna be the same. If you wanna tone, it would probably, if you're gonna tone, it's not gonna be necessarily like the exercise selection that you do. It's just gonna be, if you're trying to tone your body, it's just gonna be like on the diet side of things. So that's how you're gonna lose body fat. Or you do more cardio, but typically it's gonna come in the form of like your diet and just eating a little bit less, if that makes sense, okay? But overall, Mexican flan and churros, yum. Tim Hortons are the best. What is Tim Hortons like a gas station? Am I right with like, with thinking that? Or am I like totally wrong? Boston cream donuts, all time favorite food right now. Or like probably at least since I was like in high school or something. Once you have a protein donut, you won't want any other kind of donut again. I'm about that, Ruth. And if outside of sweets, probably my favorite food is probably pork chops. I love a good pork chop. There was this one restaurant back in Pittsburgh that was like downtown that if I ever went to, like they had the best pork chops. And I feel like it was called City Works. And every time we'd go there, I think they did their job in making that food like my number one favorite food, because like I love pork chops. I love pork tenderloins. They're like my favorite food outside of donuts, okay? So like if I went out to eat and they had like a pork chop and they had like a donut for dinner or for dessert, then that would probably be like heaven for me. Tim Horton has coffee sandwiches, wraps, but not very healthy, but so easy to get coffee like Starbucks. Okay, got it. I feel like that's what I thought it was. Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts. I feel like Dunkin' Donuts is pretty good. I also found out that they don't have Dunkin' Donuts like out here in LA. They just have like Starbucks. Like they have like one Dunkin' Donuts out here. I don't really go there. Like I don't go to get, I'm not like the biggest, I'm not a coffee drinker. Like I don't really get that kind of stuff. But yeah, I just found out that. But they're like all over like the East Coast and stuff, you know? Yeah. How long are you keeping your short beard? I'm going to keep this forever. I'm probably going to grow it a little bit longer. But yeah, this is probably going to be the new look, because I don't want to like wear my beard longer like that anymore, you know? So, Tim's is like a Canadian Dunkin', but I personally think it's better, LOL. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. All right. So, yeah, it's already been 30 minutes. All right, maybe we'll save the rest for, like, next time or something, okay? Because I don't really want to make these, like, too long. Okay. We got, like, halfway. 30 minutes, I feel like, is a good a good cutoff point. I don't want to like make this too long. We'll save the rest of them for next time. Okay, we got through like 6 questions. That's like nothing. Who cares? Maybe we'll just go. Maybe we'll just. Actually, no. I'm gonna cut it. All right, we're gonna save the rest of the 10 questions for next time. But I appreciate you guys for tuning in. I love you guys always. Have a safe Friday night. Have a safe weekend. And we're gonna do the rest of these 10 questions next Friday. And I'll see you guys then, okay? It's gonna be like more life stuff, more like faith stuff, more like girl stuff. And yeah, so that's all I got. I love you guys always. And keep looking good. Keep drinking your water. And I'll see you guys soon, okay? Peace.